That means tabloid trash.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
That's hot.
Winning.
And my heart is telling me that I just, like, did this too fast and I didn't know what I was doing.
Leave Britney alone.
So you don't mess with Taylor Swift fans. You just don't.
No.
If I were walking down a dark alley and there were a bunch of Swifties coming my way, I would turn and run.
They are a cult. And I don't mean that mean, but
they're very attached to Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And, you know, you may recall that Taylor has accused in the past Kim Kardashian of releasing a recording of a phone call between Taylor Swift and Kanye West.
An edited phone call, I believe, right?
I don't know. See, now you're taking sides. I don't know. I don't really know if it was edited or not. I'm staying out of it. I don't want it when they fight. I don't like it.
Okay.
Okay. So Taylor Swift, of course, released her latest album, The Tortured Poets Society, with a track called Thank You, Amy, which references Kim Kardashian. So in the song, Taylor reportedly calls out Kim as a bully and criticized her bronze spray tan statue, or as a bronze spray tan statue in the song. So Swifties flooded Kim's Instagram with comments referencing the song, and Kim lost 100,000 social media followers. But she's got like millions, right?
Probably.
I don't know how many.
Yeah.
So there's a big fight going on. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they were all going, thank you, Amy, and her. Because that's, so in the title, she capitalized K-I-M in the thank you,
oh,
Amy.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even pick up on that. I see that now.
Yeah. So they all were like going to her page and like saying, boy, calling her Amy and stuff, but
barely subtle. Why not just call it Kim? Thank you, Kim. I don't know. But either way.
I think it was a nod to Britney Spears.
Okay. I get you. Thank you, Amy. If you seek Amy.
If you seek Amy, yeah.
Which was a really, that song.
Yep.
Okay. If you were an actress in Hollywood and you were trying to get a movie role and they said you have to make out with 10 guys to get the movie role, what would you do?
I don't know that I would do that. Like, I guess, like, what's the purpose?
Well, Anne Hathaway said that she once had to take part in a gross chemistry test, like to see if you have chemistry with the guy. In other words, she was cast for a movie. That was decided. So they said, we're going to bring in 10 guys to come in today, and we're going to see what the chemistry is like between you and the guy.
So, I mean, that kind of makes sense in a way, but like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, she said that she says at the time she thought it sounded gross, but she was young and terribly aware how easy it was to lose everything if you're labeled difficult. So she said she pretended she was excited and got on with it, but she said there's no hard feelings. It was just the times changed and now you wouldn't really do that.
Yeah.
You know, so. Oh, the Neverland Ranch in California, Michael Jackson's amusement park has been restored. It's now looked the way. What?
It now, that was good.
Thank you. It now looks the way it did when Michael lived there, I guess. But fewer animals and other weird stuff going on. It's been redone because they're making an official biopic with the family's blessing.
Oh.
Which makes me think it's probably going to be pretty sanitized. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, obviously. I don't think they're probably just brush over any of the allegations and that kind of stuff.
Right. The biopic, which stars Michael's nephew, actually, Jafar Jackson, as him, is hitting theaters in 2025. So, looking forward to that. Oh, this guy's had tremendous success. Mitchell Tenpenny. He is supporting Luke Combs at his stadium shows occasionally, and he says it's definitely given him some memories to last a lifetime.
Obviously, it feels unreal. We have gotten to play a few shows with Luke Combs in a couple stadiums, and there is absolutely nothing like it. It's a completely unique experience. It's very hard to explain. It almost feels like a war cry when you hear people singing back, and it's just so vast. It's so big, and it's just a different level, and I'm just so grateful for Luke for thinking of us.
So there's that with Mitchell Tenpenny. Birthdays today. John Cena is 47. Is he attractive?
He's a cute guy.
He's got a lot of muscles.
He does have a lot of muscles.
I actually purposely try to keep my muscles down a little.
Mission accomplished.
Okay. George Lopez is 63. I was going to say from the George Lopez show, but that's kind of silly.
Yeah.
Comedian George Lopez is 63 today. Valerie Bertinelli is 64. From Three's Company, Janet Joyce DeWitt is 75. And that is tabloid trash. One of our great sponsors is Sylvan Learning Center, and every week we are glad to announce the Sylvan Learning Center Teacher of the Week. Here to do the honors, as always, is Gina Kreinbrink. Gina, who's the winner this week?
Well, this week we have a Mrs. Follenkamp from Elida Elementary. Hannah wrote into us, for letting us know how great Mrs. Follenkamp is, that she keeps learning fun and challenging and works to keep her kids engaged. So, Mrs. Follenkamp, thank you for everything that you do. Your students, your families, and I'm sure your school appreciates everything you do.
I imagine. And Mrs. Follenkamp of Elida Elementary will be getting a nice prize package from Sylvan Learning Center. We should also thank Donnelly Clothing Line as well for helping out with the prizes. And yeah, Mrs. Follenkamp seems like a fantastic teacher, and that is exactly why she is this week's Sylvan Learning Center Teacher of the Week. Again, we say this every week, but we mean it. Nominate your favorite teacher. It's free and easy and just takes a second. Go to 921thefrog.com and let us know who you think deserves to be the next Sylvan Learning Center Teacher of the Week. A lot of great teachers out there and a lot of great helpers at Sylvan Learning Center. Gina, what exactly is going on right now at Sylvan?
Well, right now at Sylvan, we are full speed ahead getting ready for summer. A lot of families have called in, especially taking advantage of that $29 assessment. We have that going on now at Sylvan, so that is a limited time offer. You know, we urge those parents, again, you know, I say it week after week, if the school year hasn't gone the way you want it to, Sylvan can help. And starting off at Sylvan for $29 with a $29 assessment, that is an amazing way to start it off. But this initial diagnostic assessment that we do, it allows us to identify where those gaps are. So where we need to start to customize a program to get your child where they need to be for next school year. And not to mention summer. Summer is the perfect time for a child to catch up. And if your child is caught up, we have a lot of great things going on for those children that, you know what, my kid's doing fine, but I would like to get them a little ahead. Or let's just prevent the summer slide. It is a real thing. Keeping your kids engaged over the summer, especially academically, can have a big payoff come the fall. We have all kinds of camps, workshops, you name it, and all our programs go all summer long.
Oh, yeah, and at Sylvan, you guys are here to help. Whether, like you said, whether the student is struggling in some areas or whether the student doesn't want to slide over the summer and forget some things or whether they want to take this opportunity coming up to get ahead, you guys are on top of it. You're working with parents and teachers and students alike, and everybody wins. And for that $29 assessment, boy, for $29, if I could know the problem areas, that is an incredible deal, because for parents and teachers and students, it can be a struggle just to figure out what's going wrong. Where is the student losing in the information that's being passed along? So, yeah, take advantage of that ridiculously low $29 testing assessment at Sylvan Learning Center going on now. Keep in mind, summer's coming up, and Sylvan can help over the summer as well. And, Gina, if folks want to reach you, how do they do that?
Give us a call, 419-331-7323, or check us out online at sylvanlearning.com. All our programs, camps, and workshops are available to check out there as well.
And again, congratulations to this week's Sylvan Learning Center Teacher of the Week, Mrs. Follenkamp of Elida Elementary. Gina, thanks for all you do, and we'll talk to you again in a week.
Sounds great, Dave.
We haven't played this game in a while, and it's one of my favorites. It's
Would You Rather?
I have asked Victoria off the air three Would You Rather questions, and she has already answered those. I do not know the answer to any of them, and neither does our contestant this morning. We have John from Delphus. Hi, John.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you for listening, and thanks for being on. We're going to see how well you know Victoria's mind. It could be scary sometimes. No offense, Victoria. We'll do our best to answer her Would You Rather questions the same way she did. Okay, so I asked Victoria, question number one, would you rather be the ugliest person in the world or smell the worst? Be the ugliest person in the world or smell the worst? What do you think she said, John?
I'm going to go with smell the worst.
See, I think, based on my knowledge of Victoria, that she would rather, well, I don't think she wants to be the ugliest person, but I know you've got a thing with smells. I don't know. What did you say, Victoria?
Ugliest person.
I think she.
Okay.
Yep. And I'd get plastic surgery.
Okay. Oh.
I figure she just stand downwind or cover it up.
Yeah, you know what?
That's a good idea, John.
She's really weird on smells, I think.
Yeah,
you're very touchy about smells. Okay, that's okay. Don't be discouraged. Question number two. I asked Victoria, would you rather constantly worry about germs or be terrified of a monster under your bed? What do you think she said, John?
Constantly worried about germs.
See, I don't know. At my knowledge of Victoria, I think she's going to say monster under the bed because she's going to do some sneaky thing to avoid the like a bunk bed or something. But what did you say, Victoria?
Germs.
Yeah?
I already don't like germs enough. So I could see me like actually picking that, yeah.
Oh, so you're going to say you... Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you got it right. Question number three. Would you rather be forced to eat only peanut butter for the rest of your life or forced to eat only egg yolks for the rest of your life? Oh, boy. I don't know, John. Flip a coin. What do you think she said? Peanut butter the rest of her life or egg yolks the rest of your life?
I'm going to go with peanut butter.
I think that's a safe bet. I think egg yolks just a little too gross. I don't know. That many egg yolks. What did you say, Victoria?
Peanut butter.
And why?
Because you can, like, do different stuff with it. Like, you could do, like, peanut butter and banana. You could put it on toast.
But you could put egg yolks on toast.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, hey, John, congratulations. You apparently know the mind of Victoria pretty well, which is terrifying. You hang on one more time real quick, okay?
All right.
Yeah, you've won a pizza from Westgate Lanes. I don't even know if I said that. So thank you to Westgate Lanes as well. It's 7:52. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. Coming up, we've got three big things, including news on Hardy, how often people think about planning their next vacation, and today's a very special day, Victoria.
It is.
It is, and I'll tell you why. Coming up in three big things here on The Frog, it's Mornings with Dave and Victoria.
Three big things.
Brought to you by Activate Allen County, the first big thing. Hardy has announced some more tour dates. Of course, he's going to be headlining country concert this year.
Yeah.
He was there last year, too, or 2 years ago now?
2 years ago.
Okay, but this is the first time.
Last year, he was at the Allen County Fair.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't forget, but
yeah.
Of course, that makes sense. So 2 years ago, he has a country concert, then the Allen County Fair. Now he's headlining country concert. But he's also added some tour dates if you want to go see him in addition. Or if you can't go to country concert for some reason. Joining him on his regular tour will be Randy Houser and Travis Denning. And so we've got the list of shows on our website at 921thefrog.com. Second big thing, today doth be Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
Really?
But soft through yon window breaks. It is the east and Victoria
Julia is the west.
Is the sun.
Oh, okay,
the sun.
Whatever. Actually, that's my screensaver, is a quote from Hamlet.
Oh, yeah? That wasn't Hamlet, but okay. You've got a quote.
Oh, yeah, I know, but...
What's the quote?
Doubt that the stars are fire, doubt the sun doth move, doubt the truth be liar, but never doubt I love.
That is so deep.
It was the closing scene on Sons of Anarchy, too.
Okay. So it's Talk Like Shakespeare Day. I doubt...
Anyone's going
to
do that?
Anybody's going to do that, but
no.
If you want to, you know, go for it.
Oh, that was the worst in college, having to take those classes. And I really just wanted to be like, maybe he didn't mean that. Maybe he was just writing.
I'm guessing the professor's probably...
That was a great English major of me.
Professor's probably correct on that. Third big thing, I decided to put us on a beach here, Victoria, because the average American spent 11 days on vacation last year and hopes to spend 15 somehow on vacation this year. I never take enough vacation.
I don't either. I take my vacation days, but they're never for actual, like, vacation.
Right. And I really only go somewhere unless my wife, like, if my wife says, I want to go to this place, then I'll go, okay. And then she handles it, and I just go.
Yeah.
And I don't know. But 1 in 5 Americans are always thinking about planning their next vacation while they're on vacation.
There's, like, TikTok pages that, like, will, like, tell you, like, how to take your vacation. Like, if you take it... Like, this is a long weekend, so if you add, like, a day or two, then you're stretching it out, and it's, yeah.
Okay, so some tips.
Yeah, basically.
I'll
like
say,
a whole page dedicated to that, though. It's crazy.
One thing I hope I never, the downside of vacation is getting there and coming back,
yeah.
And is travel. And I hope I never have to drive, like, 12 hours again. I'm so tired of.
I hope in your retirement, your wife wants to get, like, a travel trailer or a RV mobile home thing, and you just have to drive all the time.
At least then I could stop and sleep or something.
Oh, that is true.
Anyway, that's three big things brought to you by Activate Allen County.
Roping up all the country music news. It's Country Star Roundup on 92.1 The Frog.
Just little tidbits, Victoria. Little tidbits about your favorite country singers.
Okay.
All right. So, Scotty McCreery. Scotty McCreery. He's a big sports fan, you know.
Yeah.
Scotty is. And now that all these other sports are over, like football and basketball winding down, he is really into baseball. Scotty, I think, considered being a professional baseball
player. I think he did, yeah.
Baseball player, yeah. He's going to be playing, actually, at a charity event hosted by Milwaukee Brewer Christian Yelich. I don't know how to say his name. I'm not a sports guy. In July. So that's cool for Scotty.
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
Probably a dream come true. Remember when, was it Garth Brooks? Didn't he play for a while? He played baseball for a while. He tried.
I don't know. I remember Michael Jordan did.
Yeah. Yes, that didn't go well.
Yeah.
Dustin Lynch is helping a lot of kids make a core memory by bringing first-time concert goers on stage with him for a hug and a photo.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is amazing. I don't know if he gets every kid. That could be hard, but that would be cool. The thing that would be a problem is the second concert the kid goes to.
Yeah.
You're like, well, where's the hug? Where's the stage?
Well, what if that wasn't your first concert and you didn't get that at your first concert?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. True. Yeah. True. Okay.
What if it's your fifth and you get it at your first?
This is pretty deep. I hadn't considered all these different options.
I just want to hug Dustin Lynch.
You just want to hug Dustin Lynch? Okay. Well, I can't help you right now.
I know.
Dustin, by the way, big fan of claw games. Claw games? Yeah, I'm never good at those.
I suck at those.
I've never really taken the time to practice those because that costs money and you're not going to win.
And I'm like, do I need another stuffed animal? No.
Exactly. You spend $20 winning something that's worth a dollar. But he, I guess, is pretty good at them and loves them. Keith Urban, we talked about this kind of last week. Keith Urban always sounds so thoughtful. But according to someone who knows him well, Keith has a wacky personality that includes a bunch of dad jokes. But I don't know. I still don't see it. Because Keith is always like, I took a guitar and I put 7 strings on it. And it sounds different. It's amazing.
I don't think he sounds like that.
It gets really deep. Everything he's like, I went to buy vegetables the other day and I got an onion because it makes me cry. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that.
Cody Johnson and Jelly Roll are friends, which is interesting because Cody was once a prison guard and Jelly was once incarcerated. So that's kind of
neat. Friends on the outside.
Yeah, friends on the outside. Tyler Hubbard has brought all three of his kids on stage with him. Olivia, his daughter, loves to dance to his music. Luca and Atlas don't quite know what to make of the crowd. I wouldn't know either.
Yeah.
Boy, you'd really, I wonder if you're a year old, you know, and you're up on stage with this big crowd, you're probably thinking, I must be pretty awesome.
Yeah. And you find out later they're not there for you.
Right. So that's Country Star Roundup. And it's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. Just ahead is Tabloid Trash. Anne Hathaway, when trying out for a movie role, or not testing the chemistry for a movie role between her and a male actor, had to do something really gross that you probably wouldn't do today. So I'll tell you what that is. Michael Jackson, speaking of gross, is in the headlines. Kim Kardashian and T-Swift feud going on.
It continues.
I don't even want to go out on the streets. All that's coming up in Tabloid Trash on the Frog.
New Country, 92.1, The Frog.